Maria Sima, like many of us, was far from perfect. In fact, in the amazing book Souls Visit Me, she receives a sharp reprimand from one of the souls in purgatory, and hidden in that reprimand is advice that is absolute treasures that we're going to unpack in today's video. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Frequently, the thought had come to me to send a poor soul to some other person, and I asked one of them why it did not go directly to its relatives, that it would be much simpler than if I had to send the messages. Thereupon came a poor soul and gave me a sharp reprimand. Do not sin against God's disposition. God distributes his graces to whom he wills. You will never be able to send a poor soul to another person. It is not due to any merits of yours that God permits us to come to you. As to merits, many others would deserve this much more than you. It is true that already as a child, you gave much help to the poor souls, but that too was a great grace. Many another soul would have made better use of it than you. In addition to the souls who worked great miracles on earth, there were still greater hidden saints who did not have that power, but who attained to greater holiness than the former. One should not forget, God asks more from a soul who receives greater graces. God wants us to ask for his graces. A good and persevering prayer pierces the clouds and will be heard in the manner that is best for the one praying. Did you hear all those treasures? Let's go back and unpack some of them. First of all, it's interesting that it is the case from different stories that we have heard that we can send our guardian angels or ask our guardian angels to go back and forth to help others, to assist ourselves, etc. Or we can even ask the guardian angels of other people to help us. There's actually a story about that, future video from this book. However, we learn here that we cannot send poor souls to other people. That is something that God has to permit. So if you want to ask God, we can, but we can't command them or send them. That next part. Sometimes it's the case that a saint, because of their holiness, obtains the grace of having the poor souls visit them. In this case, it wasn't that. It was simply a grace of God. So that means that just because a person has the souls in purgatory visit them, that does not mean that they are holy. It could simply be a spiritual gift. Many of the spiritual gifts that we have are simply that, gifts. They're not graces that we have obtained because of our level of holiness. However, it is the case that a person can attain a level of high holiness, of union with God here on earth, and as a fruit of that holiness, start having different gifts come about, such as healing, bilocation, etc. So we have to discern. And for ourselves, just because we have a gift does not mean that we are holy, and we should always keep humility. The other thing is, if you don't have certain gifts, where it says, as to merits, many others would deserve this much more than you, just because you don't have the souls in purgatory appearing to you, doesn't mean that you're not holy. Perhaps it's the case that you have significantly more merit than everyone else on earth. That doesn't mean that you're going to have all the gifts. So in other words, in judging the holiness of other people, or even our own, we can't judge it simply on the merit of gifts. It has to be judged on its own merit. And it's difficult to do that. That's why we should refrain from judging the holiness of others and ourselves. Later on, he goes even deeper, speaking about that even though she gave much help to the souls in purgatory as a child, that itself was also a grace. Sometimes we do amazing things for other people, and we can become confused and think that it's because of our own holiness. We don't often realize that it is because of great graces that God is giving us. So the good things that you do, it's not your fault. It's God's. What's our fault are our sins. The good things that we do, those are always God's fault. Never blame yourself. For the good things that you do, blame God. For the bad things that you do, never blame God. Always blame yourself. Simple rule. Simple rule. This other part elaborates on it even more. There were still greater hidden saints who did not have that power, but who attained to greater holiness than the former, saints who performed great miracles. Just because a saint performs a great miracle does not mean that they're holy. It only necessarily means that they have the gift of performing that miracle, which could just be a random gift. I've heard of the case of people that were given the gift of healing and would had severe struggles with certain sins, alcoholism, pornography, and they still had the gift of healing because it was a gift that God gave them for the benefit of other people. It didn't necessarily signify that they were holy. Catholics, even very devout Catholics, will run to, for instance, a priest who has a gift of healing and presume that he's a holy priest. That's not the case. Just because you can perform miracles does not mean that you're holy. And you don't need to be holy to be able to perform miracles. It's confusing, isn't it? God can give the gift of miracles to sinful people for the benefit of those around them. We cannot judge the ways of God, in other words. God wants us to ask for graces. I often find this, and I find it very confusing, that devout Catholics want to know lots of things about the faith, they want to follow all the rules, but they don't want to ask for graces because they're afraid of growing in holiness and the consequences of it. For instance, I find the Catholics don't want to ask for the grace of deeper prayer because they don't want God to show up because they don't know what's going to happen. They don't want all the challenges that are going to come from that. That is a defect. God wants us to ask for graces. And if we don't ask for graces, we're not doing what God wants. A good and persevering prayer pierces the clouds. How can we pierce the clouds to obtain more graces? By having good and persevering prayer. My friends, this book, if you have not bought it, is a gem. It is so short. There are so many treasures here, so much more that we can meditate on these different things. I will see you in the next one.